19, Mordecai's plea. What has happened? Why did Mordecai call a mass meeting of all Jews in the city square? Why has he been acting so strange of late? As the crowd in the square grew larger, the waves of curiosity continued to break upon a shore of mystery. Then there was a hush as an old dignified man, wearing sackcloth and ashes, walked towards the center of the square. My brothers, began Mordecai, heaven has revealed to me some dreadful tidings which I must share with you. We are to be punished for the sins we committed in bowing to the image of Nebuchadnezzar and in partaking of the forbidden foods in the feast of King Achashverosh. Heaven has therefore already caused a decree to be issued in this kingdom which calls for the death of every single Jew. Although no one understood the danger of which Mordecai spoke, his words paralyzed his audience with fearful anticipation. The older Jews who had accompanied Mordecai into exile from the land of Yehuda wept at the thought that for the second time in their lives they were being faced with disaster. The others had been looking forward impatiently to the day a few years hence when the 70 years of Babylonian exile would be over and they could return to Jerusalem and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash as the prophets had permitted. Now they began to worry that their dream would never come true. They all gasped with nervous anxiety as Mordecai continued. I have rent my garments and donned sackcloth and ashes. My every hour is filled with repentance and prayer to God, in whose hands are the hearts of kings. The king, what does the king have to do with us? Tell us, O Mordecai, what danger do you speak of? Mordecai calmed the crowd with a gesture of his hand and raised his voice to make the fateful pronouncement. In 11 months, our enemies are planning to kill every Jew throughout the kingdom, men and women, young and old. Cries of disbelief mingled with sighs of agonies, subsiding only when his listeners saw that Mordecai wished to continue. The letter bearing the king's signature, which you see posted in the square, tells us only half the story. The governor of Shushan, as well as the governors, satraps, and princes of the provinces throughout the realms, have received a second letter from the king, which is sealed with instructions that is not to be opened until the 13th of Adar. That letter, my dear brothers, pronounces a death sentence upon all of us and our families. But how could the king do such a thing? Whatever are we to do? It is not the king who is to blame, explained Mordecai. He has been fooled by the anti-Semitic Amalekite, Haman. Still, all is not lost. If we repent our sins and prayers, and pray to God, he will save us as he has always saved our ancestors. But let us not rely on a miracle alone and do whatever is humanly possible. The only way we can do something with our own powers is to spread the word to all of our neighbors and acquaintances that the purpose of the military preparedness mentioned in the letters is the destruction of Jewry. The information will eventually reach the king, and perhaps he will find a way to abolish this terrible decree. Shalom.